We're going to read something, and then we're going to play a couple songs. A friend of ours, her name is Cecilia Rodriguez, and she is the representative for the Zapatistas of Mexico. She represents them in the United States. The Zapatistas are an indigenous group of people in southern Mexico in a state called Chiapas, fighting for their autonomy and also for a place within the system of government in Mexico for representation. Another friend of ours named Ingrid Washinawatak was kidnapped and murdered in Colombia, South America, while working for the rights of the Uwa Indian peoples against the oil companies down there. And Cecilia wrote a letter on the event of hearing about her murder. And we're going to read some excerpts from that and then play a couple of songs that were inspired by activists. There's a cassette of music I just bought, and on it it says, "All over this world, this Indian way is hard." Those words have become engraved in my consciousness. Today they mark my heart with great pain. I just received word that Ingrid Washinawatak, a North American Menominee Indian, was found dead today somewhere in Colombia. She'd been kidnapped. Ingrid did a great deal to help the Zapatistas while she was alive. Many things which most people never knew about, because that's how it is among Indians. You extend your hand without expecting adulation or recognition.
I have no word yet about how or where or when she died. Only the word of her death and the silent shaking I feel inside. Crying is beyond you when death is so much your friend. You turn suddenly and death is there looking at you, reminding you that she is always with you, always with your people. A shadow, a breeze, a gift sometimes from the constant doubt that causes you to hesitate. Don't hesitate, do it right, she says, because your life is not forever. And so death is a teacher about what life should be.
The sobs come from imagining her pain at the time of her death, the memories, the barrel of a gun at your temple, the barrel of a gun in your mouth, the barrel of a gun on your forehead, and you, looking at the sky above, praying that it will be over soon. The sobs come from the rage and the impotence that is also a familiar companion in this Indian way.
I remember Ingrid's bright round eyes and the way they would fill with tears when she would hear the stories over and over again, when she would tap that well of sorrow which she knew so well as an American Indian whose people had faced genocide 150 years before. And I know somehow that at the moment of her death, she had no regrets about the way she had lived her life.
And now I also imagine that the pundits of the State Department are running through the official halls, trying to figure out what spin they will put on Ingrid's death. How will we explain the death of this American? A tragic accident? A travesty? A dramatic exposure of the need to continue to fund the drug war? Because, of course, all the violence in Latin America is laid at the feet of the drug war.
Ignore the oil companies and their plunder. Ignore the exploitative trade agreements which deny farmers their livelihood. Ignore the crumbling national governments which melt under the weight of the International Monetary Fund. Ignore the corrupt police and army forces. Ignore the burgeoning social movements which erupt everywhere in search of hope, in search of something better than this devastation. This is the third world, the neoliberal pundits say, and the third world will be saved soon. Maybe 25 more years of blood and suffering, but eventually all of Latin America will join the first world. Everyone will have a VCR and a Chevy in their garage. Indians will become integrated and happy. And Ingrid's death joins the list of the thousands who have died giving witness to something that is terribly wrong with humanity today. This obscene imbalance that imbues a few with more wealth than they can ever use in their entire lives, and condemns the large majority to nothing but a march, a protest, a hunger strike, a land occupation, a gun, a hardened, wrinkled hand bunched together in a fist.
We say to you that we honor Ingrid's life and we mourn her death. From the Zapatistas who knew Ingrid, even though they never met her, who dreamed her dreams and touched her heart, who know that in her death she will live forever. Her hope remains untarnished. Her death now becomes another callus, one of the calluses which cushion our feet as we continue this long walk to freedom.